Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good for this June 1st, 2023, 7:04 on the clock. Had to remember what month it was for a second there.
I remembered. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I get to pick the birthday winner.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. James J. here, that voice over there, your CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Good to have the band back together.
It is.
We're going to have some fun this morning. We're going to do our National Day of Calendar in a little bit. We'll touch on Rafters news as well. As part of our National Day of Calendar, it is National Barefoot Day, so we're just going to let you know that right away.
Oh, good. I wear shoes I can just kick off, too, so that's good.
Good. Very good. Very good. We've got other things to get into a little bit later. I want to get into the another senior prank we got to talk about. It may have gone too far. I don't know.
Did you have a senior prank? Your class?
No, we didn't really. I don't think we really had one. No. We'll talk. I want to ask you if you had one. We'll talk about yours in a little bit here. We have the most annoying things about sharing a bed. That should be good. 8 o'clock hour will kick off with CBS News, catching up on all your world news. After that, we will get a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Find out what Mother Nature has in store for us in the next couple of days here. After that, we have got an interesting one, Terry. Here it is. The 10 silliest things we believed when we were kids.
Oh, that's fun.
That should be interesting. Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock hour also going to feature Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off with our good friend Madison Rafter from the Southwood County Humane Society. Got our pet of the week.
Wow, I should come on Thursdays a little more often.
Yeah, you came out a good
day. There's a lot going on.
Picked a good day. We've got all that going on, entertainment news, Danny Wright stories, local good stories of the day as well, all this stuff coming up for you. I also wanted to mention, sometime between now and 10, we're going to give away a pair of 4 tickets to a Rafters game.
Perfect.
It is that time of season. It is Rafter season. It is Rafter ticket giveaway season.
The weather is gorgeous.
My God, it's perfect. It is baseball weather. It is perfect
and
weather for this.
You know, also good, like, kick back at the game, have a beer weather.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
It's just like everything about summer.
Win or lose, because the Rafters did lose yesterday. But the people still had a good time, I bet, in Green Bay.
I'm guessing so.
It went to extra innings, went to the 10th inning, 5-4 loss for your Rafters on that one. And it's 1-2 on the season. This is how early seasons often start.
Well, in extra innings, I mean,
can't ask for much more.
No, that's a great game, actually.
Yeah. Well, once it gets to extra innings, it's anybody's ball game. So you might as well just give it a 0-0 score and let everybody go out there with a fresh set of bats and everything, because it never know what it can happen. We are looking forward to Rafters baseball continuing tonight at 5:50. We're back home. Rafters hosting the Green Bay Rockers. It should be Booyah. I'm sorry. Booyah is a perfect nickname.
Well, I don't know why. It's better than Rockers.
It's what does that mean? Exactly.
What did Booyah mean? But it at least was more fun to say.
It's more fun to say. Yes. Yeah. Minor league team names shouldn't make sense too much.
You know,
like,
what would
I
be
think
the
they
best?
Should be a little fun.
The Sheboygan Booyah.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get Sheboygan an expansion team. Come on. Good morning to our friends out in Sheboygan.
You know, I thought here's what happens when you see something and you just infer. Yesterday, the Chinooks bus was actually parked at the YMCA.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, we must be playing them tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. Apparently
no,
not.
No, no.
They must have just been passing through.
I think so.
Because they
were
in, I noticed I came out of the Y. Some of the guys were in the Y,
yeah.
But some of the guys were coming out of Subway. So maybe that was just a pit stop. You
yeah,
know what I mean? Like
yeah.
They just were, whatever, taking
I'll
a break.
I'll say, though, being spending more time in Point lately, I've talked to some people that will come from Point just to come to our Y. Maybe, and I don't
who
think
knows?
They traveled that far, but, you know,
but
not the first person.
But I thought for sure that's who we were playing. And that's why when you said Green Bay, I'm like, are you sure?
The Rafters hosting Green Bay tonight. Again, our pregame will start about 5:50. Join us right here at WFHR for every pitch, every hit of Rafter baseball all season long. Terry, I wanted to catch up with you about the United Way, how things are going over there.
Going well. We've got a lot going on starting next week. Actually, we have our Great Book giveaway, which starts on Tuesday, June 6th. And we will be at 9 different locations from Tuesday to Tuesday, basically.
Yeah.
And you can come on out and kids get read to by some volunteers, and then your child or the children that you bring receive free books to take home and keep. I say keep for summer, but really keep forever. Keep as long as you want them. They're your books. But the idea is making sure that kids have books that they need and enough books to maintain their reading level over the summer. It's very common that over the course of the summer, kids lose about 2 months of their skill.
Yeah.
So, you know, they come back to school in September and they're kind of back where they were in March. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to keep them at, you know, the reading level that they leave school at, or maybe even gain a little ground, right? By practicing a lot over the summer. Most elementary schools have some kind of summer reading program, put out a challenge of some kind. You know, I know the elementary school my kids went to, it was, you know, you recorded your minutes. Mm-hmm. Like you put out a goal of how many minutes you were going to read, and then you just tracked it on a little calendar. It's not cumbersome or difficult, but the idea is to hopefully prevent some of that summer slide, especially as it pertains to literacy. So, you know, we really are looking forward to members of the community getting on out, bringing their kids. We welcome daycares, that kind of thing. It's designed for really birth up until probably about fourth, fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And we have books that are appropriate for all of those. And, you know, just looking forward to seeing weather looks great.
Yeah,
seeing people out. And then, you know, following that, we have United We Can. Yes. Actually 2 weeks from today. So that's coming up quick.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to that. We have 11 teams this year. I think we have 4 or 5 minor league, which means 500 items or less. And then we have it's either 5 or 6 of those that are major league, which would be 500 or more mm-hmm. that they're using. And then also our friends from McMillan Library are going to be building with the impromptu things that people donate. So that's fun. So to that point, if you're coming to the Rafter game on the 15th, we encourage you to bring a non-perishable food item to which you will be entered into a drawing to win a really cool Rafters prize basket. If you can't make the game or you want to stop and visit us earlier, if you stop by and make a non-perishable food donation between 10 and 4, mm-hmm. so not when there's a game going on, but when the building and the construction is going on.
Right.
But if you stop between 10 and 4, you will actually get a voucher for a Rafter game.
That's cool.
So
that is
it's
really
very cool.
Cool.
You could use it that night, or if you know you already have a conflict, you could use it another day. But really looking forward to that. And then, of course, always going on in the background through the end of July is registration for Stuff the Desk, which is our school supply distribution. If you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you qualify for free school supplies. You have to register online or call 211. And then, you know, of course, our community-wide school supply drive of Stuff the Bus. And that goes on until the first Thursday of August, which is when we host Lunch by the River. And that is August 3rd this year. And we, you know, encourage people to collect some school supplies between now and then, bring them down to us. And then those will get inventoried, organized. We'll order what else we need and get those out to kids on the third weekend of August.
The Great Book Giveaway is one of the funner things you can be a part of if you could choose to be a reader at one of those. Encourage you to do that. And I did have a listener ask about if kids need to sign up or parents need to sign up for that. They can just show up.
Just show up. Yep, absolutely. And so we're at all different parks, libraries. The idea, again, though, is that it's outside, so you should be prepared for that. Now, if it's raining, we do have an alternative at that specific location where we just move inside. So we've selected locations where that is possible versus, you know, where we have to actually move it. So, but right now the weather looks good. You know, we really should be in good shape, but yes, no registration, no cost, just come on out, bring the kids, designed to be about a 30-minute event.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, you know, you could also pack a picnic, right? If you have time, stay at the park, stay at the zoo, stay at the library. But just a really good opportunity to come in. And it's really fun to watch kids shop the book tables.
Yes.
You know, because it's so exciting.
Yeah. I think it brings a lot of us back to like Scholastics or those kind of things.
Yeah, or Riff. We had those when I was a kid.
It's a great moment. It's a great opportunity to be a part of things and to volunteer and to be a part of your neighborhood, your community, and add back to it. We're looking forward to United We Can. I've already gotten my judging hat all set. I'm
awesome.
Ready to go for that. We encourage people to not only show up to the game and support these teams that all were a part of this, and of course our Rafters, but bring a non-perishable food item if you can. We greatly appreciate that. And I'm certainly very excited about the stuff the desk. We encourage you, as you are picking up school supplies, if you are able to pick up extras, can always greatly use those. You can drop them off at the United Way or other locations that are hosting this. We greatly appreciate you doing that. You can find out more at uwswac.org. We'll wrap up today probably talking a little United Way, Terry. I did want to get to a good story of the day real quick. I got new ink. I got a new tattoo.
No way.
Yeah. Actually, that's not the good story of the day. It is the great people over at Images and Ink, Dan and Dawn, who have been in this area, putting back into this area for over 20 years, I believe. At least, I want to say.
I would think, yeah.
Dan's been around and everything. Real quick note, I had a listener, and this person went anonymous, of course. They usually do. But a listener asked me if I think it's a good idea to be getting tattoos being a public figure.
Oh, interesting.
So first up, I didn't know I was a public figure. That's kind of cool. All right. I didn't realize that. Watch out, Terry. Watch out. I'm a public figure.
All right.
But second of all, I go to the same place our mayor goes. Like, I mean, come on. what do you want from me here? Especially in today's day and age. Like, if you don't like tattoos, that's perfectly fine. I respect that completely. But the idea that I mean, I work in radio.
Who sees you besides me?
I don't look at myself that way. I don't think of myself that way. If I should be, I would like to know. That's something I'd like to be aware of. I'd certainly have a respect for this position and what we are to the community and all those things. But I think that I don't need the job to have respect in the, you know, to do that.
I think everybody thinks about it a little different. Yeah. And I think some of the, I don't know if stigma is the right word, but maybe some of the stigma around tattoos, you know, is changed so much, you know, compared to what it used to be 40 years ago or whatever. But I've always kind of had the thought process, and this is what I've told my kids, and they have none. But I'm like, I make sure it's somewhere where if you don't want to see it or you don't want people to see it, that you have the ability to cover it up. Like, I'm not, and I don't care. If you have them, that's your deal. But I'm not a fan of tattoos from the neck up. Like, face. Like, that's just not, I don't know.
That's when I realize how old I am. As soon, like, I'm all for tattoos and everything, and then as soon as anything at the neck above, I'm like, well, I don't know about that. I become old man yelling at cloud. Oh, you shouldn't have been.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. You know,
I'm with you.
And there could be 100 reasons why. You don't like it anymore. You're going into an environment where you're not sure.
Own.
You know.
Teach their own.
But I don't know. I think it's changed. So, all right, where is it? Because I don't see it.
It's right on my leg. See?
Oh, look at that.
I got
nice kids.
A wave there, and I got the kids' initials on it and everything. But I have to, first up, Dan is the guy that did my first tattoos, and Dan, very celebrated in this community. Really appreciate him and everything he does and stuff, and looking forward to hearing his new band. Dawn and I go back to high school, junior high, actually, and know each other very well, and it's always good to be able to catch up and stuff. That part is just as much fun as getting the tattoo and the new ink. But what I love about working with Dawn, and something that I like, even working with you, Terry, or our staff here, the older I get, the funnest things to me about creativity are collaboration and working with somebody. And like, for instance, with Dawn, I go to her with this pretty basic idea of what I want, and she could put that on me and that'd be great. But what Dawn does is takes that idea and brings it to life. Like, takes my brain doesn't think 3D very well. So as far as like the images and drawings and stuff, I ain't going to come up with much creativity. She's like all the creativity of this, the color, everything, all her.
That's awesome.
She's an incredible artist. Just really, really good. And shout out to our friends over at Images and Ink Tattooing. Not that they need the business, but if you are looking to get any work done, you can visit them at 221 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids.
Just down the road from us.
Yeah. I pass your place anytime I stop over there.
Yeah.
You can find out more by going to their website, imagesandinktattooing.net, and be sure to follow them on Facebook as well. It's a great follow. Wrapping up the first segment here with a shout-out and another good story of the day to our Wisconsin Rapids Police Department. Thanks. Appreciate them. They bop by here, check things out, and leave us a little note telling us things are kosher, things are all right, and everything.
Yeah, that is nice. We get those at the office, too. Like, they'll during the overnight hours, they'll just kind of check in, see how things are looking, make sure there's, you know, nothing going on.
Appreciate them doing that.
Absolutely.
Appreciate them doing that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take. We'll have come back with our National Day of calendar on the morning show here at WFHR.
Guess what?
We are in a new month of June.
Wear your shoes.
This day, June 1st, National Go Barefoot Day.
Where are my shoes?
You won't need them.
Not today, you won't.
Running around barefoot.
No shoes.
National Go Barefoot Day.
I hope y'all don't mind my bare feet.
What's with the bare feet?
Some of us like to work on our bare feet.
No place for bare feet.
It depends on how well your feet smell.
Flip those off. Let those puppies breathe a little. Bit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's National Barefoot Day.
Okay, did I hear Bart Simpson in there?
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh. Yes. No wonder. Yeah, I'm like, where's this going? And then I heard that voice.
It is National Barefoot Day. It is really time for us to get into our National Day of calendar. Terry and James back with you. June 1st, 2023, 7:20 on the clock. And first up on our list, it is National Say Something Nice Day.
Oh, should do that every day, really.
Yeah, yeah. Dad, I like your outfit today.
Thank you.
There. I'm done.
I like
done.
Your tattoo.
I'm good. Thank you. See, you're done. Now
See?
We're both covered.
We're done.
Good. We're good the rest of the day.
Maybe we jerks the rest
yes,
of the day.
Yes, I thought literally the same, like literally the same sentence popped in my head. That's hilarious. You never know. Certainly saying something nice to your loved ones, people you care about, friends, family, all that's never a bad idea. When you can say something nice to a stranger, when you can make a stranger smile, there's not many other. I don't know if there's a word in the English language for that.
I agree. That's awesome.
International Tabletop Day. Join a tabletop gaming event at a local gaming shop or cafe to meet other fans, or gather your friends around to make an exciting adventure of your own. There's a lot of fun tabletop games, card games, dominoes, you know.
Do you think board games count?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely. They do. Yeah, yeah. So board games,
cool.
Anything. I love that board games have had a renaissance. That board games have kind of come back in the last 5 years and stuff.
And then I think COVID really helped.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it did,
games, puzzles, tabletop games, that kind of thing. So yeah.
Let's see here. National Go Barefoot Day, as we mentioned. That's always a fun one. Do you like being barefoot?
You know, I don't mind it at all, I don't know. I kind of prefer it, actually.
Same.
Except I have one leg that's significantly shorter than the other.
Oh.
So in my shoes, I wear a heel lift on one side.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I'm at the chiropractor all the time. You know, it gets my back out of whack.
Had that.
And so it's hard for me to do it. Like, I can do it for a while, but in general, I typically always have shoes on because then that just keeps everything nicely aligned.
My cousin, Lisa, same thing. And I always felt for her about that, especially this time of year. She'd like to be barefoot. She really couldn't. And she was a little self-conscious about it, too, I think, too.
But, oh, yeah, I don't care. I'd probably figure out how to hook the heel lift just on my bare foot. But
Yeah.
Haven't figured that one out yet.
Love being barefoot. How about all of you? 424-2600. You guys like being barefoot? What are your favorite things about barefoot? Or what are your favorite type of summer footwear? Are you Crocs? Are you sandals. I mean, like those thong sandals. Those weird
or slides or Birkenstocks.
Yeah. What do you guys into? 424-2600.
For me, I think it's genetic because my mom, if she never had to put shoes on, she would be thrilled. Like she's outside in the winter barefoot, you know, like just not going anywhere, but like running outside to get something or whatever. She always. And even when I was a kid, I always remember that. Like it was a struggle to get shoes on. But I don't know. Yeah. And Crocs for me are more. When I worked at Yonkers, we sold those. So that was like. I mean, we had them kind of right when they first came out, before there were Crocs stores and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, when my kids started wearing them, all of a sudden I pulled out, you know, the pair that I had. And they're like, where did you get those? And I'm like, I've had these for like 20 years. You guys are late, you know.
Yeah.
But to me, Crocs are more like, much more like a work shoe to me. Like if I'm working outside in the garden or running, you know, I don't know. To me, they're not just like regular shoes for the day.
Yeah, I get it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But you sure see everyone wearing them.
See a lot of people using them as house shoes.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing too.
I see a lot of people wearing them and they shouldn't be too.
I put on one Croc once. I stepped in it. And I'm like, nope. It just wasn't for me. I did not like the feeling. I did not like the texture. It wasn't my thing. No. Teach their own, though. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm just not a sandal person, period. Like, I don't like the thong ones. I had a pair of sandals. I can't find them, but I had a pair that were amphibian or whatever. They, you know, you can use them in the water.
Yep.
And they had, I could hike in them. I like those.
I don't mind. I mean, usually I'm wearing a little bit dressier shoes, you know, because of work. But I don't mind the thong ones. But I also don't mind just where, you know, the slide in your foot.
Yeah.
My kids wear Birkenstocks all the time. Actually, some of my friends do, too. But I can't. My heel lift doesn't work in those because they kind of mold to your foot.
Yeah. I will say cut your nails. Cut your toenails, people. Cut your toenails, people. I don't even know what your feet look like. Cut your toenails, people. It's do this for yourself as much as others. And it's not a bad idea to do for maybe if you sleep with somebody or anything like that. That seems like a good idea. It seems like you cut the toenails. But go enjoy being barefoot. We don't get to do it very often in this neck of the woods. So enjoy. Let's see here. World Milk Day. Well, shouldn't we have today off here in Wisconsin?
Maybe. Should we?
We should have the whole day off. We should just spend the day promoting milk.
Drinking milk.
Yes, there you go. We do have Allison Dairyland joining us at the end of the month here. We're looking forward to that. Just a shout out to her.
June is Dairy Month.
Yes, it is. And certainly, we're in Wisconsin. You know, well, what's your favorite dairy product, everybody? How about that? There's a Wisconsin question for you. What is your favorite dairy product? 424-2600. You can answer anytime now until the end of the show.
You should know mine.
Now until the end of the month, I'll say. You can call up.
No, call us today.
Well, I want to hear you today, of course. But these guys aren't calling that much. I don't want to pressure them. Just go ahead. When you get a chance, call us
butter.
Up.
Butter. It's butter.
Butter? That's a great choice.
I love butter.
Oh, that's a good choice.
It's butter.
I like that.
Heavy cream, too.
Boy, I'm having a hard time coming up with a better one than butter. Oh, that's good. I love chocolate milk. I am a huge chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk where you buy it chocolate or where you use white milk and you put in Hershey syrup?
Yeah, I don't mind bought chocolate milk. It's not bad, but I love making my own.
Yeah.
I love making my own. That's the way to do it. And when I make mine, you just, like, it's midnight. It is darkness.
There is a chocolate milk that's more, it seems to be more marketed to the kids. It's called True Moo, and it's chocolate. That's just the label.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is good. Like, it's really creamy.
I don't like to brag about this or anything. I don't bring it up very often.
But you're going to?
But yeah, I have a bachelor's in chocolate milk. I'm a bit of a connoisseur about the stuff and everything. So yeah, I'll try that. Worst degree in history. Worst. I mean, it's 8 years of my life for that. And
couldn't
all that
quite get her done in four, huh?
No, I couldn't. The use of milk in food and drink has been happening for thousands of years, as most people can appreciate. Milk is an integral part of people's daily lives, and there's an entire industry that revolves around it as well. And, of course, the expansion of milk, all the different types of milk. There's lots of people out there that can't drink milk that are lactose intolerant, like my youngest. And there are so many new different...
So like, different alternatives to milk?
Yeah. When Izzy was first around, early aughts and everything, they had a soy milk. And it was an almond milk and like that. And it just, to me, it didn't taste very good. And she was a good sport about it. Nowadays, all the different varieties and different things that they have, I think it's really cool. And both industries, like, it's not as if the dairy industry doesn't still benefit from it. Most smart dairy companies have those options, have that in their industry, or have that in their company. Nowadays, if you're a business, if you're Ben and Jerry's, it makes no sense to have ice cream and not take care of another part of the audience and be like, well, here's, vegan ice cream.
Oh, or sure, diversifying, you know, gluten-free, whatever,
You're just expanding your audience. Mm-hmm. You're just expanding the amount of people you can sell to. Let's see. Global Day of Parents. Okay. Parents, the ultimate superheroes without capes. They're the first teachers, your biggest supporters, and your go-to for advice. And sometimes, in my case, your first favorite athlete. Shout out to my good morning to my dad. Or my first critic, like my mother.
he says lovingly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's strategically placed right between Mother's Day and Father's Day, too, this day.
Yeah,
so,
nice note.
You know, this seems to be driven more toward kids, right? That people are thinking about their parents. So, good strategic placement.
Good day for all of us to appreciate our parents. I wouldn't trade my mom or dad for anything in the world. I joke with them, you know, since I was a little kid that I wouldn't trade them for Rob Williams and Jodie Foster as my parents. I couldn't think of my life differently without them.
You'd probably think about it for a second, though.
I may. No.
Just because it's them.
It's only because it's them. Love my parents. And a good morning to them. And very, very happy. They're both into retirement and enjoying that. Let's see here. It is also Pen Pal Day. That's a fun one.
That is a lost art.
Definitely is. Definitely is. I remember in sixth grade we did that, and that was a lot of fun. National Hazelnut Cake Day. That sounds all right.
That sounds good.
I have not had this before. That sounds really good. I want to try that now. I like hazelnut. I'm a fan of hazelnut.
Yeah, me too.
Seems like one of those universal safe flavors. Like if you're getting coffee for the whole office kind of thing, like hazelnut seems like it's a fair one. It's a safe one. It's National Nail Polish Day.
Oh, okay. After you trim your nails, go ahead and paint them up.
There you go. Yeah. There are few things I know less about the world than nail polish, so I have nothing on this one.
Well,
I was interested in
it's
one
hard
thing.
To remove off of things.
Yeah, that I remember. I wanted to see what the history, though, here is. So while nail polish might seem like a fairly modern invention, historians have found that the idea of polishing one's nails likely dates back as far as 3000 BC in China or earlier. Dang.
Interesting.
That is interesting. I would not have guessed that. That's cool. National Wear a Dress Day.
Oh, fail.
I failed that
It's
one.
Probably a pretty casual summer dress because you're going barefoot with it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're going to want to do that.
So your dress is at the cleaners or what?
Yeah, I got the one. And no, I don't. It's bad enough people have to see my legs in shorts. It would be very unfair to the world.
You could get a long dress.
I have a feeling if I wore a dress, I would get pulled. Well, yeah, and I would get stopped and like incited for some law that doesn't even exist.
Or totally worse, you'd get an accident and you'd have to get out of your vehicle.
Yes, that I do it as a joke, and that's what happens. Yes, no, even better. Like I do something that gets me on like national news, and I'm having to do the reporting and all that in the dress. Yeah,
see,
yeah. No, I can't. I can't. I literally can't pull something like that off. It does seem awfully fun though. Like dress to me as a layman, it seems like it would be a nice thing to be able to wear this time of year and stuff. It's National Olive Day. Olives are great.
I don't know. I mean, I like green olives.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so if there's a relish tray, green olives, black olives, and pickles, yeah. I could eat, you know, six pickles, but I'm maybe only going to eat like two olives. Like, it's just not, yeah, I don't know, a little bit. And I'm not a black olive fan.
I'm not an olive guy. My little brother used to snack on them. Like,
yeah, my kids like crazy, especially the black ones, because you could put them, fill your fingers.
Yes, yeah. It is World Reef Awareness Day. That is a really good one. Join the reef revolution and become a hero for our ocean friends. By spreading awareness and taking action, we can protect these colorful communities and ensure that they thrive for generations to come. I think that most people know about the Great Reef Barrier. There are many other different ones, and these... These barriers are some of the most amazing, coolest things on our planet.
Yeah, and I think until you actually, I mean, fortunately, cinematography and TV has been enhanced so much that you can really see it, but you don't really appreciate the awe of it, and you don't have to go to the Great Barrier Reef. I mean, there's plenty of other coral reefs around, but, well, not around here, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But until you actually see it. The awe that goes with it. Yeah, yeah, there's some coral reefs that just snorkeling we've just seen. I've not been to the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah,
you know,
but
so
even
but
still,
just
that's
but
cool.
It's just it's remarkable just to see the movement of what you think isn't even something that's alive.
You know,
and then the color and it is. There's just an awe to it that you really can't appreciate it until you're hovering over it.
Yeah.
You know, in beautiful crystal blue water and you know so it's kind of all of it but there is just something that I don't know you just really can't appreciate it until you see it.
It's one of those things that I is on that bucket list of mine. I've got to do. I want to do. And a great day, well, like Terry's mentioned, you know, we don't have one in our neck of the woods. Maybe you can't check one out. You can go online and look at tons of amazing video that there is nowadays of this. And just, I encourage people to just learn a little bit more about our barrier reef, our reefs.
And when you see it, like, moving, you know, if you pull it up, like, on TV or on the computer, like, it actually does that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, that's real. That's not, I don't know. It's cool.
There's they predict that there's at least 25, like, some like 2,500 some species that we don't even know about yet, just on these reefs.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing. Yeah. It's awesome. Like, in 2023, to think that there are still stuff out there we're discovering. That's pretty amazing.
That's cool.
Speaking of discovering things, I always think it's pretty cool that in this, in 2023, when you hear a story, it was a while ago, but last time we heard a story about some dinosaur bones being pulled up. it feels like, haven't we uncovered everything by now? But no, we're still uncovering stuff. It's pretty cool. And it is National Dinosaur Day to wrap things up. Discover a lost world of colossal creatures where gigantic predators are gentle giants once roaming the earth. I had this idea. I thought it'd be really cool that if there was a way to bring them back, we start like a dinosaur zoo, Terry.
Oh.
I think that'd be really awesome. And, you know, what could go wrong? What bad things could happen?
Oh, I wouldn't waste money on fencing. I mean.
No. Why do they even, like, what are those movies? Like, the Jurassic Park movies are fun and everything. I don't take them too seriously. I think they're just kind of fun. But after the first one, it's kind of like, all right, we shouldn't have done this.
Like,
we,
what, yeah. And what other storyline could there be?
Right, yeah. Dinosaurs escape. Shocking. Shocking.
No way. When we were building our house, my niece, she was probably like 2.5, 3 at the time. Mm. And she was really into dinosaurs, you know, at that point in time. So I thought, okay, they were digging the trench for our sewer, you know, for our mound system.
Yeah.
And so I took like some big like dog bones and buried them. I mean, not just a couple, right? But like a really big one, one of those big rawhides. And we were out there playing, you know, she's playing on the dirt and everything and she's digging and she finds one and it scared the crap out of her. She was so scared. I thought she'd be so excited and she was so worried that there was a dinosaur in there that it totally flipped. I mean, it was a great idea gone bad. She hated it. It scared the living heck out of her.
I imagine. I'm sorry. That's not fun. That
it was awesome.
Funny,
it was
I
so funny.
The idea.
And she, yeah.
That's so good.
It was a big fail.
Oh, I wish I'd have thought of that. I'd have done that to my sister in a heartbeat.
But it was super fun.
That's great. I always think of my godson, Cole. Cole, at like 3 or 4, was able to tell you every dinosaur, not just like their names, but the scientific names for them. I always thought that was cool. While no one knows the exact dates, some scientists have researched and estimated that non-bird dinosaurs probably were roaming the planet in the time range of from 245 to 66 million years ago, which was, of course, millions of years prior to human history. For millions of years, dinosaurs were the apex. They were the top of the food chain. It's pretty interesting to think of. And a fun day if you are a dinosaur lover, you got a favorite dinosaur out there. I think it's a fun day to kind of maybe do some research on them and maybe catch up on some history of that. For now, we're going to get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Terry and James here with you. Happy Friday Eve.
I was a little worried. I was like, how is it possible I don't know a song from the 80s?
But yeah.
Okay, now I got it.
Takes a little bit.
Tough start.
You were under some pressure.
A little bit
of pressure to come up with it. That was bad. That was so bad. I apologize to our great
that
audience.
That was super bad. I almost didn't even respond.
To every one of you, I apologize to every single one of you out there for that joke. Thank you for joining us,
everybody.
Wait,
it was a joke?
Oh, no. Hey, happy Friday Eve, everyone. You know, you might question if that was a joke. I think you're going to do that with our next story, too. Is this a joke? Is this a prank? Or is it the That Ain't Right story? You go ahead and tell us, 424-2600. We're also taking your calls about footwear, summer footwear. What is your favorite summer footwear? Barefoot, sandals, Crocs, what is it?
And what is your favorite dairy product? We'd love to hear that as well. June is Dairy Month.
We've got a vote for butter. We've got a vote for chocolate milk. Let's see what other votes we can get.
I want to do this all month long.
Butter. You're going to get me to switch my vote. Butter. You're going to get me to. Over-the-top senior pranks have been in the news this week. Kids in Maryland put their high school up for sale on Zillow. That was pretty funny. I thought that was a pretty good one.
How much were they selling it for?
Like 1500 or something like that. Like it was something crazy.
Like
something.
Nothing, right?
Yeah, basically. And kids in North Carolina filled their school toilets with cement. That wasn't cool. That was not a good idea. That was two extreme examples, but one that was harmless, didn't hurt anybody, and one that obviously caused a ton of trouble
and a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
That their parents are probably paying for.
Or them. Yeah. Did you hear about the kids that, maybe this is one of them that you covered, the fart spray?
No, I didn't hear that one. No, I didn't hear this one.
It was like, I think it was in Florida, but I can't say for sure. But they had to break in somehow. Not break into the school, but break into like the HVAC. And they put, you know, it's like canned fart, supposed to smell like a fart, fart spray in there. Yeah. So when the, you know, HVAC system kicked in on Monday morning, it just pumped out this like fart smell to the whole thing. But they actually, but this happened probably a couple weeks ago, and they actually are charging.
Oh, wow.
I mean, which is, I mean, I get it. Yeah. It's not, but it was like a felony charge. And I thought,
oh, wow. That's okay. Kind of that seems a little far.
I'm not condoning. I mean, you can't be.
No, you can't take these things too far.
There can't be property damage and there can't be, you know, that kind of thing. But at the same time, it was like, really? That's an interesting start to give a 18-year-old to.
Yeah,
but
that seems,
I don't know.
Heavy.
But the fart spray is pretty funny.
Yes, it is. Yes. So an entire class of high school seniors in Delaware pranked their principal by sneaking into her house in the middle of the night and sleeping on her floor.
Uh-oh.
As dumb and dangerous as this sounds, nothing bad happened, and their principal handled it pretty well. Her name is Joy McGrath, and she's the head of a private Christian school about 30 miles outside of Wilmington. They snuck in around 1 a.m. with blankets and pillows and basically had a big sleepover on the first floor of her house.
Did they have to break in, or could they just let themselves in?
That's
a good question. Part of it.
She didn't find them until 6 a.m. when she walked down the stairs to make coffee. Thankfully, she was wearing clothes, and all that. When she opened the door to her kitchen and the whole place was filled with kids, according to the video, the entire senior class was in on it. It's a small school, but there's still like 60 to 70 kids.
Well, start breaking the eggs. Start making breakfast.
You could tell it freaked her out for a second because she opened the door and immediately shut it again. But then she poked her head in and had fun with it. Instead of getting mad, she called it the most beautiful sight she could imagine.
Oh.
She was mostly just amazed they managed to sneak in without waking her up.
So good on her for that, right? And fortunately for, think about the tragedy that could have been. What if someone would have noise and came down with a gun
or anything like that?
But
here's one thing that is missing from the story, how they got in. That's key to this, because I looked at two different articles and could not find it. I'm hopeful, and I'm just throwing this out there, that she has a husband or a significant other, and the significant other let them in and kind of made sure she doesn't have a gun.
That
this will be okay. Like, they talked this, like, this, too many things went right.
Yeah.
For something like this to have gone with no
hiccups.
It is
super cute, isn't it, though?
Yeah, it was a sweet idea
because if it would have been
on paper.
But if it would have been 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you probably wouldn't even think anything of it. Well, maybe more than that. 30 years ago.
But. We may have led our show with it. Yeah. It would be a harmless story. But this day and
age. It's a little risky.
Yeah. I want to know who I'm doing. You really need to know your principal.
Or like all of a sudden there's 60 cars outside your house.
Yeah.
What are the neighbors like? What is going on over there? It's kind of cute.
Or how did you get that many kids in? I mean, that they didn't wake her up.
Yeah.
Like that's almost.
That's true.
That's almost more impressive than all of them fitting in one room.
Because it's inevitable. Some small group of them is going to get the giggles.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Someone's going to have to go to the bathroom.
Or something
someone's
like
gonna,
that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know whether to be, in horror or like in awe of this story.
Yeah,
it's a little
I agree.
All over the place. And I feel like there's some missing pieces. Like I need some better reporting on this one.
It's probably better if we don't know.
It may be. Yeah. Some things are just better that way in life. 424-2600. That's the number to call with the things we talked about, we mentioned that we want to hear from you about. And it's also the number to call right now if you want four tickets to see your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. This is our first chance to give tickets away this season. We're looking forward to doing it all season long. This will not be your only chance to win tickets from us. But you call up right now, 424-2600, and you're our first caller. And tell me one of your favorite baseball players. I want to hear one of your favorite baseball players. That's how we'll do it. We'll start off easy. Just name me a favorite baseball player. I don't care if it's a character in a movie, if it's an actual player, it's an old Milwaukee Brewer, an old Washington Sentinel. I don't care. Senator. Sentinel's a different team. Call up 424-2600. Let us know your favorite ball player. We'd love to hear that.
And it's a 4-pack of tickets, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
4 packs. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer? Any baseball player.
Joey for the Brewers.
Awesome.
You know what? That counts. That works. That's great. You said Brewers. That'll count. So we got ourselves a winner. That's all that matters. Okay. That's all that matters. Can I get your first name?
Judy.
Judy?
Yes.
Judy, thank you so much for calling and playing along, Judy. You a baseball fan?
Pardon me?
Are you a baseball fan, Judy?
Absolutely.
Right on.
I couldn't remember a Brewer's name. I have no idea.
That's okay.
Because you're on the spot. It's tough. It's not easy. That's all right.
Right.
It'll come to you like 5 minutes from now. That's when it'll come to you, when you're off the air and everything.
But, okay, we have something else very important, though. Mm. We need to know your favorite dairy product.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite dairy product?
Yeah, I don't have to think too long. I would say ice cream and specifically Dove bars.
Oh, nice choice.
It's my mom's favorite. Yeah. That's a great answer, Judy.
Yeah.
Judy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate that. Just hang on the line, get your phone number off air and everything, and we'll talk to you in just a moment. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Judy's our first winner of Rafter tickets of the season. That is fantastic.
And ice cream.
Yes, ice cream gets a vote. That's great. We got to keep track of this. We'll take a break. We'll come back after talking to Judy and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here. WFHR. You know what this song means in this state.
What?
Oh, come on. Yeah, you had me for a second. Like, wait a minute.
Your look was like,
Some Todd Rundgren in there. Not bad. Not bad. We wanted to go back to for a second. First up, wanted to say a big thank you to Judy in Wisconsin. I think in Wisconsin, right? But Judy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. That was fun. That was fantastic. We got to give away some Rafter tickets. We'll be doing that almost every day.
And four tickets. Like, she can take her gang and, you know, head on over.
That's how we're going to try to do it, is in 4 packs. It's easier that way for everybody.
It's fun. And if you're only a twosome, you can just go to 2 games.
Yeah,
because you don't have to, you know, they don't all have to be used at the exact same time. So,
Terry, we were talking senior pranks earlier, and when we brought up the Oklahoma one, the school that they put on Zillow and everything, 60 grand they put it up for. 60 grand.
But that's it? I mean, think about how much a school, a building would sell for.
That's a sweet deal.
They're just like giving it away.
Did you guys ever do a senior prank?
You know, if there was one in my class, I'm not aware of it. It's very possible. I mean, we had almost 500 students in our class, but the class 1 year older than us, there were two people for sure, but I think it was three. And they went around town and collected all of the for sale signs, like from houses.
Yeah.
And there were a lot. And at that point in time, I bet you we had probably four or five, you know, real estate companies that, you know, had stuff out. And they went and collected those, and they put them all in that practice football field right behind Lincoln High School. So there were like 100 of them. So they went overnight and grabbed it. But I'm not certain that ended really well.
Yeah,
I mean, I think they had to, obviously they had to put them back. But are you going to remember if you're driving around at night stealing these signs? You're not going to remember where they came from. So then they had to connect with, you know what I mean? Like let's say JR's office, the Coldwell Banker office. And there wasn't Next Home Partners then, but I don't know, First Weber and all of those. And so But I mean, it was a bit, but it was hilarious. You know, like you walk in and it was, yeah.
It's a funny idea. I got to say this too. It's not as if it's easy to come up with these. Like all the good ones have kind of been done. Like any quote unquote safe pranks or good pranks. Like it seems like so many have been done. But then you know there's this Zillow thing. There are some pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a line that you have to walk with this one that is not always easy to figure out when you're 18, 17 years old.
So I wonder with the Zillow one, though. Mm-hmm. All right. So what if someone posted that and then let's just say somebody took it seriously and put in the bid. What if they put in 60,000? Yeah, yeah. And what if someone would have accepted it? I mean, I'm just wondering, like they weren't legally authorized to sell it. In the good faith of a sale, like, is there a repercussion for that? I don't know. I mean,
I think it certainly could have gone to that. Zillow was pretty cool about this, covered it up, you know, found it right away, took the listing off and everything. But if it got to that point,
but you know what I mean? You just wonder.
Bids being made and stuff, that then legal action does get involved.
And
you do have that.
Probably people could put in offers, but then like if someone, you know what I mean, took it another step and accepted an offer,
Well, and especially if they were a real stickler about it and everything, it wouldn't, you know, wanted
you
to take it to court.
You get this like family or this commune that pulls up in front of the school to move in.
We are so excited. We've been waiting for this. We needed a home exact specific with these specific locations. You know, no, that would be rough.
Could you imagine? Did you guys have a senior prank?
Not that I could think of. And I feel like since I can't remember it, we didn't have one.
So someone in our class, and I have no clue who. So I guess this could be a senior prank. I remember the last day of school, like people were standing there handing out. It was like a photocopy of something. You know what I mean? Like handing it out. Well, here it was a picture and it was a black and white photocopy. So, you know, it wasn't great, but it looked like a whole group of people facing the picture. Right.
Okay.
But in there, and again, this is really before Photoshop. So that someone had cut out like pictures of the principal and the vice principals and stuff and embedded them kind of in, but you could tell, you know what I mean? That they had been cut out and plopped in there. And then in the front of it, there was like the back profile. So nothing was showing the back profile of like a stripper.
Okay.
So it looked like they were at like a peep show.
Yeah.
I mean, and back then, like that was, I mean, think about all the work to cut all of that out and to put it all together.
Takes some work.
And then, you know, get it through the copier. I mean, now that's what, 30 seconds on Photoshop.
Yeah.
But that was, I remember those being passed out, you know, that day. Yeah.
And that,
I wonder how many people still have them tucked in their yearbook.
Definitely. I would have. It shows that the prank shouldn't be too easy. You should take a little work, I think. That's for sure. And not involve any damage to public property. But I'd love to hear from you guys out there. Another question for our audience. Senior pranks. We want to hear from you what you guys did for your senior prank. I'd love to hear about it. For now, we're going to get out of the way. We'll come back with a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center and much, much more fun in the 8 o'clock hour right here at WFHR.